or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another change in the Trump administration, this one not so unexpected. The president announcing in a tweet last night he wants to replace Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin with his personal physician, Admiral Ronnie Jackson. Many Democrats, like U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, say they're not so sure Dr. Jackson's the right fit for that job.
It's a little bit like asking someone who's never climbed a mountain to begin with Mount Everest.
Blumenthal citing a lack of management experience in Jackson. Meanwhile, Shulkin came under fire for several reasons, including the fact that his wife went with him on a trip to Europe last year on the taxpayer's dime. President Trump will visit Ohio later today, speaking at a worker training center in Richfield about his infrastructure plan. A spokeswoman says it's part of his economic agenda. And this is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. Tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. Isn't it time to make a change? If drugs and alcohol is a problem in your life or someone you care about, it's time to make a change. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering amazing life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Program has successfully helped over 50,000 people get their life back. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple call to 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. We are open 24/7 and all calls are confidential and free. Call now. 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com.
This Thursday is several important things in the Christian world. It's Holy Thursday. To baseball fans, hope springs eternal as a new Major League Baseball season begins. Today is also National Vietnam War Veterans Day.
You've got to separate the warrior from the war.
And that's Major General retired Jim Jackson, the director of the Vietnam War commemoration, who says, while the Vietnam War was an unpopular war, those who served deserve America's thanks.
Politicians make the decision. What you want from your military is to go where they're sent. In the 60s and 70s, these veterans signed up and went, and they served honorably.
An unarmed California man killed by Sacramento police on March 18th while holding a cell phone will be laid to rest today. The Reverend Al Sharpton's expected to deliver a eulogy at the funeral for Stephon Clark, who was shot 20 times by police in his grandparents' backyard. This is USA Radio News.
The Star-Spangled Fish car emblem from Patriot Depot is inspired by the Christian values that uphold our great nation. The emblem is a symbolic reminder of the sacrifice Jesus made to save us and the sacrifices made by all the brave patriots who have kept the USA free from tyranny and oppression. You can show your support for Jesus and country with one beautifully colored Star-Spangled Fish car emblem. Go to patriotdepot.com/fish emblem to get yours today. Use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
In California, a vehicle runs off Pacific Coast Highway, plunging over 100 feet into the sea, and the bodies of five family members have been recovered. But it's believed three other family members are missing. The sheriff is Tom Allman.
We have every indication to believe that all six children were in there. However, only three bodies have been recovered.
All six of the children believed to have been in the SUV were adopted by the parents, among them Devontae Hart, a boy who in 2014 was at the center of a viral photo showing him tearfully hugging a Portland police officer during a post-Ferguson demonstration. An Arizona bill that would dictate who owns frozen embryos when a couple divorces is heading to the governor there. The measure, approved on a party-line vote by the Republican-controlled House this week, states that the embryos would be given to the person who promises to allow them to be born. The bill would overrule any contract made by a couple when they first decide to have the embryos frozen. That legislation would only take effect in divorce cases and would not affect married couples. And today is opening day for Major League Baseball, and among the games on the schedule, the defending World Series champ Houston Astros play the Texas Rangers in Arlington, the National League champion L.A. Dodgers open at home against the Giants, and the Yankees will be taking on the Blue Jays at Toronto. All 30 clubs in action today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success, America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's most outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and members of the Forbes 400 list, and where they share with you their story of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us today. You know, recently, my wife Billy and I attended the Wharton School Economics Summit in Philadelphia, where I was honored to participate as a keynote speaker and moderator. And in the 2 days of programs, we met and learned from some of the most brilliant business minds in the world today. Well, one of those sessions we attended was all about leading with competitive strategies. And a few of the critical elements that were discussed are that when you are in business, you've got to challenge traditional thinking. Just because they say that's the way it's always been done doesn't make it the best way. Another one was borrow and learn innovative strategies from totally different and non-related business industries. And number three, one of my favorites, always build a relationship first, then do business as a byproduct of that relationship. Well, folks, those critical elements describe today's guest to a T. Jim McCann is the founder and CEO of 1-800-Flowers.com, the floral industry's world leader, and another great example of how a kid growing up with no connections, no silver spoon, but the passion and drive and tenacity to make a difference truly became a legend of success. Let's welcome the founder and CEO of 1-800-Flowers.com, Jim McCann. Jim, welcome to Legends of Success, my friend.
John, I was very frightened that you were going to say that I was a legend in my own mind.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to be, you can, but not only in your own mind, but you are a legend. And I've got to compliment you. As I mentioned right before we went on the air, I do a PAC study on my guests, mostly the night before and the morning before I do my interviews. And I am knocked out by your story. I just want to commend you. I mean, do you ever pinch yourself and look back and say, where did I come from and how did I get here?
As recently as yesterday afternoon. And that's literal. Yannick, the young lady who handles our public relations internally that your staff has dealt with, she and I were chatting about a whole new corporate responsibility program that she's been working on, putting definition to what we do as a company, identifying the different components of things we already do, rounding it out, and suggesting areas that we need to be involved in that we aren't currently. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that, something came up, and I was reminded we, a year ago, moved our office building from one part of Long Island here in the Garden City area just to the other side of Garden City. Mm. And I traveled back yesterday afternoon to visit the dentist in our old office building who's still there. And on the way back, something came up on the radio, and I found myself thinking in that mile-and-a-half, two-mile drive, that, boy, each of my three grown children are doing very well now. My wife is terrific of 33, soon to be 34 years. We just came back from a conference that she, now with the kids out of the house, she can travel with me once in a while. And we just had this wonderful experience at a conference last weekend. Mm-hmm. Business is good. I work with my brother, who's the president of the company. He's 10 years my junior. He's doing a terrific job. We're able now, at this point of our growth, to really hire great, talented, exciting people like Yannick and a couple of dozen others that come to mind. And I was thinking, my goodness, you know, how lucky am I? I get to do what I want with the people I want to. I have a ratio of good stuff to things that you prefer not to do of 90-10, mm-hmm. and I don't know of anyone who can get it much better. And so in answer to your question, it was just yesterday afternoon, and I mentioned it to Yannick just yesterday afternoon, that on that ride back I found myself saying, Jesus, everything is so good. Who could have it better? And I mentioned that last night to a buddy of mine who's I'm very close with, and he's been having some challenges and with one of his kids in a positive way, but still nonetheless a challenge. And he said to me, geez, I know so many people who, if they ever said they felt like that, would ask someone else right away for a second opinion.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, Jim, and where you look, we're going to go in a second, where you originally came from. And, folks, hasn't that been the theme of most of our guests? I mean, we're not talking at the pinnacle because they started at the pinnacle. Jim McCann is another classic story of how somebody started at the bottom. And Jim, when you look at that, even before we go into your history, everybody must recognize, I would believe, the brand 1-800-Flowers, and now 1-800-Flowers.com. Give me just a mini, in a minute or less, overview capsule of the size and the brand of your business today and how big it actually is.
Well, at 1-800-Flowers.com, John, we strive to be our customer's florist of choice. Mm-hmm. You mentioned in your introduction that we're the largest florist in the world, and we strive to grow that every day. We're trying to do two things. One, have our customers view us as their florist. And the second thing we're trying to do is position ourselves with those customers that they view us for a broader range of products and gifts than they might traditionally expect to find in their flower shop. So today, we're a company that's approaching $1 billion in sales. We have 25 million customers around the world, mostly U.S. We're predominantly a U.S. business. Mm-hmm. The majority of our business is done online, although our name is 1-800-Flowers.com. But a customer who uses us online will also periodically contact us by telephone to change an address or to place an order if it happens to be more convenient for them to do so in a telephonic environment. So we have 5,000 people, almost 6,000 people who work for us on a day-to-day basis. That swells a few thousand at times of the year when we have the spring holidays of Easter, Passover, Secretary's Week, and Mother's Day. So we'll swell to about 8,000 or 9,000 people. Mm. And we handle about 12 million orders a year for our customers.
It's incredible. And these 25 million existing customers pretty much come through your Bloom Net of 9,000 florist members. Am I right?
No, those are customers who would come directly to one of our sites.
Oh, I got you. The
flowers.com site, they would come to us telephonically. They would make a purchase from one of our chocolate companies like Fannie Mae or Fannie Farmer. Mm-hmm. They would buy one of our gift bakery products from Sherrill & Company or a large tin of popcorn for their loved one away at college from the popcorn factory. So those are our customers who would come to one of those brands.
That's a direct. That's absolutely mind-boggling. And to think that You're not even penetrating heavily yet globally. Coming back from the Wharton Summit, you know, everybody's talking about how do you expand globally. Do you have a vision or a business plan now to go to India, China, and some of the developing countries?
We do, in fact, John, and that sounds like an unbelievable weekend for you there. I'm sure you have knowing your style, I would suspect you have a couple of notepads full of takeaway notes, and you've recounted a couple of things at the beginning of what you learned from this weekend. And these are the kinds of people, when you hang around with them, like you had the opportunity with Billy to do this weekend, you must get stimulated and jazzed up in all kinds of ways.
I was very excited, and I'm honest when I come back and say, you're doing all the things they're talking about. And let me ask you this, and thank you for those kind words, Jim. When I visited with Jack Welch, and we're sitting...
Who?
You never heard of him, right? So a guy...
An up-and-coming kid, huh?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And I said to Jack, we were sitting in his living room, I'm sitting there face-to-face, and I said, Jack, of all the elements of success, what is the single most important element? If you only had to pick one to create success. And he said, differentiation. And so I ask you, if you look at 1-800-Flowers.com, we get back, actually, I'm coming up on a break here in a few seconds. I want you to think, Jim, what are the three things that totally differentiate 1-800-Flowers.com from the rest of the industry that sets you apart from the pack? And then I'm going to ask you about a couple things that differentiate you as a business leader. And then after we do that, we're going to go back and find out exactly where you come from. Okay, buddy?
Will do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are visiting with Jim McCann, outstanding business leader and the founder and chairman, CEO of 1-800-Flowers.com. We'll be back on Legends of Success.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You know who they are, and now you get to meet them. These are America's Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We're honored today to have Jim McCandy, founder, chairman, and CEO of 1-800-Flowers.com with us today. And before we took a break, we're talking about the word differentiation, the word that Jack Welch has said, who helped with his team build $300 to $400 billion of value with GE, he said is the most critical element in success. Jim, what are the three things that differentiates 1-800-Flowers.com from all your competitors? You have to do something that was different.
Well, in thinking about that, John, it seems to me that that changes all the time,
mm-hmm.
what your differentiators are.
Yes.
For us, at least, it has. In our earliest years, it was all about convenience. Well, we go out of our way. When your name is 800 Flowers, then 1-800-Flowers, then 1-800-Flowers.com, our name screams convenience.
Sure.
So in any of our advertising or any of our marketing, any of our messaging opportunities, we go out of our way not to talk about convenience because we figure that's already in our customer's face.
Mm-hmm.
So in the early days, it was convenience and novelty. Mm-hmm. So the idea that we were the first company to have an 800 number, the first company whose 800 number was its name, the first company to accept credit cards over the telephone, have 24-hour-a-day service from a florist. Everyone said, no one needs that. No one wants that. But I didn't know that I needed and wanted and couldn't live without an iPod 5 years ago, and now 100 million of them have been sold.
Sure, absolutely.
So sometimes you just can't, you just can't do market research because lots of times customers don't know what they want or need until you tell them that they want or need it. So 7-day-a-week service for a florist, 24 hours a day, was something that the market said wasn't necessary.
Are you a big market research guy, Jim?
No.
You know, Alan Hassenfeld, the chairman of Hasbro, told me once, he said, John, you can line up 15 people, get a consensus, and it's the same result you'll get from a big major market research study.
Well, I like to read it. I just don't like to pay for it.
Yeah, right.
Because you're always going to learn something, but you can't take it as gospel. Just because consumers say, well, I don't need that service. Who knew we needed FedEx?
What was his name?
Fred Smith.
Yeah, wasn't that a paper he submitted to business school and he flunked?
Harvard Business School, he got a C on the paper. And everyone said, when I heard about it, John, I dare say that as smart a guy as you are, and I'm a guy who likes business as well, if I had heard about this business plan, at the time a stamp cost 15 cents and first class delivery would be a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that there was a demand for a $15 version of that where you would have to have a fleet of planes and a fleet of trucks and be nationwide before you can even launch.
Absolutely.
And you're going to fly all these envelopes down to Memphis and recirculate them and deliver them back. I didn't know there was a need for that.
Well, you couldn't comprehend going into that much debt and compete with something that was already so inexpensive.
You know, a friend of mine, he runs a private equity firm in New York. It's called CCMP. It used to be part of J.P. Morgan. His name is Steve Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to me all the time, the best ideas and the best businesses oftentimes are the ones you laugh the hardest at the first time you heard about them.
I love it. Isn't that the truth? And the ones that everybody tells you that idea is ridiculous, you're never going to make it.
There's a concept. I ran into a bright young man at a conference that my wife and I go to in the summertime last summer, and they had this concept called Second Life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, Second Life? And he did the demo, and he explained it to us. He had about a 20-minute time slot on a presentation. And I said, this guy is so darn smart. And But I didn't get it, and I spent some time with him afterwards. Well, in the meantime, he had 60,000 people on Second Life, which is an online product where you can reinvent yourself and live in another world.
Wow.
So you create an avatar, which is your physical representation of what you want to look like in this other world. And you interact and you shop and you have conversations with other people and you go to lectures and you buy real estate and you can develop the property and you pay taxes and you pay construction. This is another virtual world. It's SimCity on steroids with real-time live interaction with other individuals.
With a split personality added.
Absolutely.
Well, and there's an example of vision and something that wasn't done and he's created something. But let's go.
How many people do you think told him, what an idiotic idea. There's no way people are going to do that.
It's one of the common threads of all our legends that when they started out, including from Estee Lauder to all of them, and Howard Schultz at Starbucks. People said $3 for a coffee, you got to be nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. Even Steve Forbes said to me once, he said, it doesn't make sense, but I'll still stand in line. And to make my money back, he said, the fiscal conservative that I am, I had to go out and buy some Starbucks stock just to make the money back that I lost on the coffee.
Well, the first Howard Schultz is a fellow I know and I'm a huge fan of.
Same
and
here.
The first three or four times I heard his presentation, I said, well, I wish I had heard about it before because obviously the growth is behind it, the big growth.
Yes.
So finally about 3 years ago, I said, what am I, nuts? Finally 3 years ago when I saw Howard present at the same conference that I was referencing,
mm-hmm.
I said, I think I ought to learn my lesson here. So I bought the stock, and it's doubled since then. So
good for you.
It's never too late.
Wonderful. You missed your calling. Should have been a stockbroker.
No, I know. I'm not good at that.
Hey, Jim, let's go back to your beginning. I mean, we're hearing about your great success. You are now chairman and CEO and founder, 1-800-Flowers.com. You're approaching $1 billion in sales, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You've got just a great empire growing. You didn't start at the top. As a matter of fact, I know your background. Share with the listeners where you came from, and what was your life like as a kid?
Well, I thought I had a great life. I thought we were pretty rich, but then again, everything is relative.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty rich was we lived in a house. I thought we lived in the suburbs because there was a tree on my block. And it turned out to be a great experience. At that time, I thought I grew up in the greatest possible environment because I was comfortable living in a street urban environment, and I thought I could get along with anyone.
And this is in Queens, New York.
I grew up in Queens, New York,
mm-hmm.
went to school in Brooklyn, and it was just a great life. I didn't know that we were poor. I subsequently figured that out later.
Right.
My dad was I'm the oldest of five kids. My dad was a small businessman. He had a painting contracting business. So if you were old enough to walk, you worked for Dad.
Sure.
And we painted schools and funeral homes and nursing homes and churches.
Mm-hmm.
So every summer I got to visit. I spent a lot of time in church, but not for the reasons you'd expect.
All right.
And so he beat into his kids a great work ethic. And we weren't smarter than anybody else, but we were willing and able to work longer and harder than most other people.
Sure.
And so having grown up in an environment where we didn't have a lot of entrepreneurial or big business role models.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there were some people in our neighborhood. It was a very blue-collar kind of neighborhood where there were a few men who would put on a suit and go into Manhattan to do something. We weren't ever quite sure what it was they did in those offices. I remember there was a fellow on our block who worked for the New York Telephone Company at that time. He went on to become a very big success at AT&T, but we never could quite figure out what he did. So our role models were policemen and firemen, civil service workers.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were shopkeepers. So from an entrepreneurial role model, from a business role model, the ones who were proximate to us, there was one other fellow who was an entrepreneur of sorts who lived down the block from us, and his name was John Gotti. Now, he was an entrepreneur of different sorts, but we were strongly encouraged not to pursue his life path.
Yeah, don't borrow innovations from that industry.
Well, there are a few things you can learn from that industry.
I guess. Yeah, how to duck.
When you watch the Sopranos, you can learn the same lessons from afar.
Hey, speaking of lessons, wasn't your grand? I mean, this family business that you had was like your grandparents, then your dad's, and you worked there, right?
In very much the case. My grandmother,
yes, Margaret.
Margaret, she was a wonderful woman, you know, 5 foot, crazy little Irish woman, who, when her husband was 48 years old, he passed away. This is before Social Security or any of those systems had kicked in yet, so she had to support herself and her three sons, mm-hmm. oldest of which was my father, who was 19 years old. She made believe he was running the painting business,
mm-hmm.
Because how could you have this little five-foot woman running the painting business telling these 25 men where to go every day and what to do?
Sure.
So she propped my father up as soon as he got out of the Navy. 20 years old, and said, you make believe you're the boss, but in fact, we all knew she was in the background.
Sure.
Well, over the years, my father and his brothers all worked together in a business and built the business up, but my grandmother, the whole time she was alive, was still very much the matriarch and chairman of the board of the business, and she ran the business out of her home, and so having spent all that time around there, the board of directors table was also her kitchen.
I love it.
And men would start the day there. They had a series of garages behind these attached homes where they kept all their materials and trucks and drop cloths, et cetera.
It really was a small business. And we get back. I'll take a quick break. There was a couple lessons that she drilled into you before you went into business that I'm going to ask you about. I've got to take a quick
break.
John,
more than a couple.
Yeah, right. A couple that I read about in your book. We got to take a quick break with Jim McCann on Legends of Success. Folks, stick around. Be right back.
And now some legendary advice from the Legends of Success. American winemaster Michael Mondavi learned from his grandmother how to make good wine. He learned from Frescobaldi, family winemakers for 31 generations and over 700 years, how to make a family business survive.
The key that he gave me was so beautiful and so simple. Teach the young people of the future generations, well, their children, to handle conflict resolution amongst themselves. And if they can have conflict resolution amongst themselves while the older generation is still alive, then there's a very good chance they can do it when the older generation is gone. But if you, as the senior generation, as the father, the grandfather, always make the critical decisions and decide between Billy and Johnny or any sibling rivalry, If you decided, there's no way they will be able to have conflict resolution when the senior generation's gone.
Learn more about the Legends at legendsofsuccess.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another change in the Trump administration, this one not so unexpected. The president announcing in a tweet last night he wants to replace Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin with his personal physician, Admiral Ronnie Jackson. Many Democrats, like U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, say they're not so sure Dr. Jackson's the right fit for that job.
It's a little bit like asking someone who's never climbed a mountain to begin with Mount Everest.
Blumenthal citing a lack of management experience in Jackson. Meanwhile, Shulkin came under fire for several reasons, including the fact that his wife went with him on a trip to Europe last year on the taxpayer's dime. President Trump will visit Ohio later today, speaking at a worker training center in Richfield about his infrastructure plan. A spokeswoman says it's part of his economic agenda. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
You know, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 5 months, and I'm telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life? Are you waiting for a better offer? Well, your wait's over. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can take advantage of the MyPillow 4-pack offer. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, you get 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA.
If I'm an entrepreneur today, whether I'm graduating from high school or I'm graduating from college or I'm graduating from the Wharton Business School or I'm being released from prison tomorrow, the opportunities for anybody, young or old, rich or poor, to think of new businesses, the opportunity to revolutionize every business, every way we think, is increasing in intensity, is increasing in velocity, and the opportunities are so many that it's stimulating and scary at the same time.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. The name of the book that I learned so much about today's guest, Jim McCann, from it is called Stop and Sell the Roses, Lessons from Business and Life. And this goes back to, what, 1998, Jim?
That's right, John. 1998, we published it.
It's going on my shelf along the other classic books that I tell you folks, it's must read. It's a story of life, and it intertwines into business, and the rich value and lessons you get out of here are a great foundation. They'll serve as a great foundation for any entrepreneur, and even if you don't like business, it's a wonderful biography. We're talking about you had a small family business, so your grandparents and then your parents and your grandmother drilled more than a couple, but if we had the nucleus of the lessons that she drilled into you, what would they be?
Well, I think telling you a quick experience, a little story there, I think I'll give you the essence of it. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting around the kitchen table going back, visiting with my father and his brothers and my grandmother, and I'm in this crazy business called the flower business, and they couldn't understand why. And we'd made a success of it for 10 years, and then I made a mistake, frankly, mm-hmm. a big mistake, mm-hmm. which was buying the company that had the telephone number 800-Flowers because I thought, what a great idea this could be to really change the way we tried to grow a business. Grow a business originally by opening up one store. Mm-hmm. I was doing it part-time while I was working at the home for boys that I worked in for 14 years. So for 10 years, I kept my full-time job at the home, and on the side, I was opening up another flower shop two or three a year.
Jeez.
Then I take everything we'd accumulated in 10 years, and I said, I'm going to bet the ranch, and I buy this company called 800-Flowers at the time, which had taken off, a lot of money put into it, $20 million, and it crashed and burned.
Oh.
I mean, it was very little left to it.
Oh.
Well, I buy it, and I didn't do what you should do in terms of diligencing it. Mm-hmm. So the best experience, the best accident of my life also came from the fact that it was the biggest mistake of my life. And I know the common thread of when you talk to all the wonderful people you get to speak with in your radio show career here, it's a common lesson that I've heard from so many of them and others as well, which is the difference between people who are fortunate and make it so often at times and against those who don't is that those who do make it don't quit.
Absolutely.
They recover quickly. The hallmark of entrepreneurs is they recover quickly. So they make a mistake. They don't woe is me and lament it. And 20 years from now, they're still talking about the time they had this unfortunate incident and they're still crying about it. Entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs, are people who can take a hit in the gut, mm-hmm. but then they can pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and get on with it. And that's what I learned to do there. My grandmother, when I'm sitting across the table from her, I said, oh, I made this terrible mistake. It had $7 million in debt we didn't know about, and I had just signed for it all personally.
Oh, my.
And, you know, you're not sleeping. Everything is horrible. You lost all the money that you've worked like a dog for 10 years here.
Mm.
And so I said, you know, a couple of people advised me to consider filing bankruptcy and discharging this debt and starting over. And she gave me the Irish finger. No, not that one, John. The index finger, giving me a come hither sign. And she took me into the dining room, which was right next to the kitchen, mm-hmm. but where we could be in private. And she just said to me, we don't do that.
I love it.
End of discussion. I said, what? We don't do that bankruptcy thing. Figure out how to get out of it.
Oh, man,
and cool. So for the next 5 years, we kept our heads down. We figured out how to pay off all the debt, work through all the issues, all the lawsuits that had come from that we had inherited unbeknownst to us, and had some good fortune along the way. But there was not a lot of discussion. So the idea of this is not something we do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to figure another way. It might seem like the easy way out, but it's not the moral thing to do. The fact that I was considering that we had outgrown a supplier who had been very good to me from day one, and we'd outgrown him, and she encouraged me to say, you stick with who you came with. And so this older gentleman named Bernie Lynch, mm-hmm. who had been our original supplier, had helped finance us when it was very tough by letting us go 60 and 90 days sometimes and accept what we could on account until we could get hold with him.
Sure.
Well, we were loyal to him every day that he was in business until he retired. And that's one of the things my grandmother pounded into my head. You're loyal to those you came with.
And you could have made much better deals with other people that may have been more efficient. And that's when your grandmother said, you got to stick with them because they were there with you as you were struggling.
We owed him.
You owed him. I love it. You know, John Huntsman, I don't know if you've heard of his name.
I'm an investor in his company.
Oh, well, I was just with him. He's on my panel. He's a dear friend at the Wharton School. He built up the world's largest privately held chemical company before IPO, as you know. He went it public. And he was on the edge of bankruptcy several times. And lawyers and everybody said, John, you need to go bankrupt and discharge all these obligations. He said, not in your life. I made a commitment to these people, and I'm not walking away. He could have easily just flushed it all, walked away from it, but he didn't.
And look at the success he is again today.
Just an amazing man. I'm so glad to hear you're tied in with him. I didn't know that. What a beautiful human being. So your grandmother drew a powerful lesson. And you know, folks, this is the content. These are the stories you get nowhere else. I mean, this is the real deal. These are the stories behind the scenes. And you know, as you look at this, Jim, you know, every setback in life carries with it a seed of opportunity. So if you had one single opportunity from that major initial setback of investing millions and finding out you bought nothing but debt and a phone number, what's the single most important lesson to rebound out of that?
I think it's what we just chatted about, which is
loyalty.
If you handed a bunch of lemons, there's mm-hmm. an opportunity to make lemonade. Recover from, don't dwell on the misfortune. Get on to the next thing. Dust yourself off. Passion, energy, going forward. It's so much easier to steer a car when it's already moving.
I love it. And you know, folks, we're skipping over in interest of time. It's so impossible to do the whole story in this amount of time we have. But I did want to. I just want to go back to for a second and explain to the listeners that you had worked for about 15 years at St. John's Home for Boys. And, folks, he put his time and heart into helping these abused and troubled kids. And the reason he got into the floral business was to help support them financially so he could continue to work with these kids. That is like divine intervention. And I just commend you so much. When I read that story, I was just knocked out. And we get back here in a moment. We're going to talk a little bit more about, I think you had built up 14 locations before you came into 1-800-Flowers.com. And we're going to find out what the struggle was like, and now how you're growing this just incredible business, literally from the depths.
Jim McCann, the founder, chairman, and CEO of 1-800-Flowers.com. I love it. Every time you hear the name, you get a commercial. He's our guest
what
today.
What was the name of that company again, John?
Why don't you give it? 1-800-Flowers.com.
I love the sound of it.
And I'll tell you what, media savvy par excellence, if I may add. I'm John Resnick. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Telling their stories across America, from Maine to Hawaii, from Washington State to Florida. These are America's greatest success stories. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Jim McCann from 1-800-Flowers.com, founder, chairman, and CEO, is our guest today, having a tremendous discussion. And, you know, Jim, it's the same old challenge when we get guests like you. How do you cover it all in this short amount of time that we have? So I'll ask you this. In the history of your business, I know you started out literally at the bottom, scraping. You took sacrifices. Tell us how you got in and a quick transition of how you progressed to where you are today.
Well, it from a 30,000-foot point of view, what I tell you is that the first 10 years of our business was struggle and experimentation and plodding along. So we did this as a sideline. I needed to get into some business. I loved working in the social work field. It's a not-for-profit field. I learned so much from the young men that were in, quote-unquote, my care. I got to work with some unbelievably good people who were just doing the good work. And I learned so much from them. I had a mentor there who meant so much to me in my life in terms of... So, yes, I was getting paid to be there, but I was a beneficiary of that environment and experience as much as any one of the young men that were in our care. But you starve in the not-for-profit social work world. So started this business, had some good fortune, worked like a dog, literally no days off for 10 years. Wife worked in the business. We provided 24-hour day coverage. You want to be you want to hear the definition of a saint?
Yeah, I love to hear.
You're married, three kids... Work full-time at St. John's Home, nights, weekends, holidays, you're in the flower shops, working around the clock, working like an animal, and we introduced 24-hour day service. But we couldn't afford to hire 24-hour day operators, so I'd leave the shop in Manhattan around 9 o'clock at night, 8:30 at night, after being at St. John's during the day. I'd call forward the phone to our house. Oh. It would take me 45 minutes to an hour to get home. During that time, my wife was feeding the three kids, helping getting them ready for bed, answering the phone, making believe she was in the flower shop. Now the phone rings 24 hours a day. So we have a small home. We have three or four phones scattered around the house and order pads next to each phone. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, the phone rings. You'd wake up and be very good at faking that you hadn't been asleep to take that order from the fellow who worked at the post office that he wants to deliver to his sweetheart tomorrow. We did that for 7 years.
Oh, my.
So that's being married to a saint.
Unbelievable.
Phase two.
Yes, yes.
We make this terrible investment in 800 flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma says, work your way through it. We do. Good fortune comes our way. We all of a sudden, it does become a brand. It catches on. We're getting the publicity of the 800-number boom that was in the late 80s.
We're visiting today with Jim McCann, the founder of 1-800-Flowers.com on Legends of Success. We'll be right back.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sunshine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sunshine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. Jim McCann, the founder of 1-800-Flowers.com, the world's leading florist, is our guest today. Tell us how you progressed to where you are today.
This young girl who works for us, Donna, left her teaching career to come into business. She says to Chris and I, you know, I think we need to be playing around with this online world. We start to do that in 1991. We go on CompuServe. In 92, we launch our own website. In 94, we become the first merchant of any kind on AOL. All of a sudden, the business catches fire. it becomes our business over the next 8 years. 95, Netscape organizes the Internet with their browser. 98, 99 come along. Our business is growing all on the Internet side, and we catch that next wave of publicity around being one of the first companies online. Mm. So that's phase one, two, and three.
That is pretty amazing.
The Internet allows us to sell all those other things we've always wanted to sell. Mm-hmm. The gourmet foods, the gift baskets, the popcorn, the chocolates, all the things that as a flower shop we should sell, but in a purely telephonic environment we weren't effectively able to do. Mm-hmm. And now we're at stage four, which is the most exciting, most scary, most challenging time of our lives. Challenging all from a good perspective, but I never lose sight of the fact, John, that if we don't make the right bets now, and you and I have chatted about this separately,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, my brother Chris and I just an hour ago had the conversation. I want to invest in this area, and he wants to invest in this other area. And our people, this wonderful, talented management team we've been lucky enough to accumulate over the years, are all saying, no, we have to focus on this quarter. And I said, Chris, if that was our attitude in 1986, we wouldn't be 800flowers. If that was our attitude in 1991, we wouldn't be 1-800-Flowers.com. If that was our attitude in 2005, we wouldn't have created this whole other company called BloomNet, which is growing at 60% a year and producing tens of millions of dollars in profit contributions. I said, so we have to shake off that bureaucratic thinking and make sure that we have the proper balance between making your numbers, growing your business the way you're supposed to, but our business development investments are our R&D investments.
But isn't that the greatest challenge for a public company, a chairman, is balancing out those quarterly statements and reports with long-term planning?
Uh-huh.
Right? Am I correct or am I correct? You got two choices.
It sure is. But look at what we are now. The Internet, you know, a lot of people say, well, that really did surprise me that it came along, and look what it became today. But they're under the impression that that's it. We are so at the beginning of this, John. So if I'm an entrepreneur today, whether I'm graduating from high school or I'm graduating from college or I'm graduating from the Wharton Business School or I'm being released from prison tomorrow, the opportunities for anybody, young or old, rich or poor, to think of new businesses. We talked about Second Life before and what, you know, this is an idea that you and I had scratch our heads about.
Sure.
The opportunity to revolutionize every business, every way we think, is increasing in intensity, is increasing in velocity, and the opportunities are so many that it's stimulating and scary at the same time.
I love it. I love it. But isn't what's fearful exciting? I mean, if you don't, I've always said any entrepreneur, any business that becomes complacent and comfortable will end up going out of business.
Well, you and I chatted before too about e-commerce companies.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if you're selling a product online and you don't have a way to build a relationship with your customer, to your point, to Jack Welch's point, a way to differentiate yourself,
mm-hmm.
and understand that the innovation we introduced today, and we have been the innovators of almost everything in our business category,
right.
But we have competitors who copy us within days, weeks, months.
Sure.
And we have to, the price of that is you have to continue to innovate.
Mm-hmm.
But the opportunities to innovate today, we are. Our mission this year as a company is to turn ourselves inside out. Yes, 1-800-Flowers is your florist. But if we don't find creative and interesting ways, which I think we are finding, the problem is we have so many of them, but we're turning our company over to our customers this year. We want to be the company run by our customers for our customers.
I love it.
Technology, the new technologies allow us to do that in ever increasingly more cost-effective ways.
Well, it's just showing that you're so bold and you embrace change rather than fear change. You know, there's a great company, a chain of convenience stores in Pennsylvania and other states surrounding Sheetz Convenience Stores. They are so visionary. They're such a fabulous privately held company.
Met that fellow.
Steve or Stan?
Steve.
Fabulous, fabulous people.
He presented at a conference in Florida that I spoke at recently, and I was amazed at that company and the size of it.
Their motto, their vision is they say, we want to create the Sheetz store that will put Sheetz out of business as we know it today.
And their investment in technology for the size company they are is enormous.
They're beyond belief. And so what you're really saying here for all young entrepreneurs who are listening and other people growing businesses, you've got to embrace change. You've got to embrace and drive for innovation. Innovation, change, and technology are three most important critical elements, or three of the most important.
But when I look at my life, to the way we started our conversation today, John.
Yes.
My brother Chris, 10 years my junior, runs a company. We have my sister's one of our creative superstars, a celebrity and personality in her own right.
Yeah.
My wife has been in the business in the beginning, not now. Yes. So we wanted to stay married, not work together. My children have been in the business until they graduate from school, and then we push them out. You got to go make your way in the real world.
Smart.
But how lucky am I? I have a brother that's terrific at running the company. He's
that's
the president. He runs it.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to go out and blow things up, to cause trouble, to toss hand grenades into the middle of ideas, to push us in new directions. I mean, who is luckier in this world? Great kids, doing well, finding their own way now, a family, extended family involved. I get to meet people like you, John. We get to have conversations. I get to learn from these bright young people that you talked to at Wharton this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we have trouble sleeping, it's only because
the excitement.
Of good things.
The excitement. That's exactly right. This is fabulous. And if you had advice right now, there's people listening who are starting a business or they're hitting that brick wall and they can't get further and they just don't see how they're going to get past paying their bills. What advice do you have for people that are facing those challenges right now?
Go ask questions. Like you do, John, you get to meet with the Jack Welch's and the Chris Sullivans and the Howard Schultz's of this world, and you're asking them questions. Well, your knowledge and energy and learning is increasing all the time. Whether you're looking to start a retail store, there are all kinds of franchise companies. Go ask questions. Just ask questions until people stop answering them. You'll find a niche. You'll find a spot. And you know what? The first three or four or five might not be good ideas. They might not work.
Right.
Maybe the seventh will.
Jim, we've run out of time, but you got to promise me you'll come back for our listeners. We just love having you here.
John, it's just a treat to know you and to get to hang out with you and get to learn from the people you learn from.
Well, vice versa. That's what it's all about, is connecting the dots, isn't it, Jim?
It sure is.
Also want to thank Unique Woodall from 1-800-Flowers.com, an outstanding executive that works with Jim McCann, our guest today. Also, the team here at Legends of Success, producer Michael Parks, and each and every week, the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick. And, of course, most importantly, thank you for joining us today. You've been listening to Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. I'm John Resnick. Have a great day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The two Koreas have announced North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will be stepping across the border to meet South Korea's President Moon Jae-in on April 27th in a village called the Truce Village on the country's border. Kim would be the first North Korean leader to visit the South since the Korean War. Reaction continues to come into President Trump's decision to replace Dr. David Shulkin as Veterans Affairs Secretary with Admiral Ronnie Jackson, the president's personal physician. Military expert retired General Barry McCaffrey says, on one hand, Jackson's a combat veteran.
And he's got the confidence of the President of the United States. I must admit, though, it's unusual to have someone of that background who's been running for 12 years now, he's been running a couple hundred people in the White House, to now be in charge of $180 billion budget and 380,000 employees.
He spoke on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
The final pre-trial hearing in Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial is set for today, as jury selection is slated to begin on Monday. Cosby's lawyer is still trying to get the judge, who presided over the first trial that ended in a hung jury, to recuse himself because his wife is a social worker who has supported sexual assault victims. It's Holy Thursday, part of the Christians' Holy Week, and in New York City, Cardinal Timothy Dolan says he believes many Christians are taking Holy Week more seriously these days.
They seem to come in greater numbers to what we call the liturgies, the public prayers of the church during Holy Week. They seem to come in greater number to the Sacrament of Penance.
Today is also National Vietnam War Veterans Day. The Defense Department laying a wreath at the wall, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington. Over 58,000 servicemen and women died in Southeast Asia, and many more are listed as missing in action still. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Former Subway fast food spokesman Jared Fogel hoping that he'll get out of prison early on a technicality. The 40-year-old Fogel serving a nearly 16-year sentence in Colorado on child pornography charges, but this week he's asking a federal court in Denver to grant a writ of habeas corpus. He says his guilt